This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of the classic statement from the pen of the Apostle Paul found in Philippians chapter 1, "For to me to live is Christ." We've talked about various things that it means for one to be able to say, "For to me to live is Christ." We've shown that it means that He must be your King. He must be the realm in which you live. You must be in Christ. He must be your clothing. He must be your basic activity. He must be the message you preach by what you say and do. He must be your goal in life. He must be the fruit of your life. He must be the power of your life. And now today we note from John chapter 16, verse 33, the fact that Christ must be the courage of your life. Here we find in the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Here Jesus makes clear that as we live in this life, we may very well face severe tribulation. And then he says, "Be of good cheer," which actually means be of good courage. I have overcome the world. Now, I dare say that every person listening to my voice by means of this radio broadcast faces some kind of trouble, some kind of adversity, some solution he's seeking to some problem he faces. Some of you may be facing very acute matters. Perhaps some of you are at home or in a hospital where you're perhaps facing death. But here the Bible gives us the message that no matter what the situation is, we can face it with courage. We can face it and live even in a happy situation, provided we do so with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're taught in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, in harmony with this fact, that we must recognize Christ to be the courage of our lives, that He is also the solace of our lives. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, the Bible tells us, "Casting all your anxiety upon Him, for He careth for you." Now the expression, "for He careth for you," actually conveys the idea, "for He is taking care of you." Now this means, of course, His faithful children. God does not shower this kind of blessing upon the person who is willfully disobedient. He does bless the disobedient in various ways, as Jesus made clear in the Sermon on the Mount, in that He sends the sunshine and the rain on the just and the unjust. But there are special blessings which remain even for those who are obedient to Him, who are His children, who have become children of God in obedience to the gospel, and who live the faithful Christian life, who develop and maintain Christian character. So Christ is our courage in life. "Be of good courage, I have overcome the world." Jesus has walked the pathway of adversity. We find in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, the marvelous words, the marvelous message to every one of us. "For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one which hath in all points been tempted like as we, yet without sin." Now that lets us know that if we suffer today, Christ has walked the pathway of suffering. He faced suffering in the most crucial and acute way. His dearest and closest disciples forsook Him in the hour of His humiliation, in the hour of His crucifixion. He suffered in principle everything that we suffer today. Now you and I today then must gain courage, we must gain solace, and recognize that we can cast all of our troubles upon Him because He is taking care of us. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Further, there is the fact that if we are to be able to say, "For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain," we must be able to say that Christ is our mind. Note carefully, and again, in the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, beginning, "Have this mind in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself." Now, this passage tells us how the same mind, the same basic attitude, which characterized the Lord Jesus Christ when He was here on earth. But our time is gone today. We'll have to wait until next time to discuss this in detail. I'm glad you've been with us, and until we meet again, may God bless and keep you is my prayer.